For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with a special edition of the Up North Report.
The future of transit is now at hand with self-driving vehicles across the land. There are no boundaries you cannot explore. Go Marty gives you independence and more. So if you need a ride...
Snowflakes are drifting to the ground outside as Jim Cagle strums the guitar and sings about a subject not usually immortalized in song, a local transit system. But the autonomous Go Marty vehicles are the stars of the day on this late October morning in Grand Rapids. Cagle steps away from his music stand and leads a group of dozens of state and local leaders and community members out of the event tent into the brisk fall weather.
Go Marty 2.0. Sing it again. Go.
A parade of the Go Marty fleet drives slowly by with headlights flashing in celebration. The reason for Thursday's gathering? To mark the beginning of Go Marty 2.0. It's an expansion in every way of the on-demand accessible transit system serving rural northern Minnesota, where transportation can be a massive barrier for those without cars or with mobility issues. There's more hours of operation, 70 more stops, and it now serves the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe Reservation. There's also three new handicapped accessible electric Volkswagen vans named Buzz, Polly, and Pickle. Did I mention it's entirely free? But the project is about more than providing transportation. It's the northernmost autonomous vehicle service in the United States. The vehicles are equipped with what's called a multi-policy decision-making system, developed by a Michigan-based company, May Mobility. Karsten Cutterer of May Mobility explains.
Here's a pedestrian right up here, walking a dog. So it notices all of that, and then every second, it's analyzing thousands of potential scenarios of what could happen. Is this person possibly going to cross the street, or is this car going to turn in front of me?
Every single ride helps to advance this AV technology in a place where snow, ice, and cold provide many chances for increased difficulty. Tammy Meehan-Russell is the project manager for Go Marty and president of Plum Catalyst, which oversees the transit service's strategic planning. She explains the future of vehicle autonomy could allow for safer roads and greater accessibility for those who can't drive.
It needs to have some time on the road to be able to gather more data and improve. And so we wanted to be able to provide a service for the community while a company like May Mobility can improve their technology.
While the fleet of AVs operates autonomously about 90% of the time, Minnesota law requires a licensed human driver to help operate the vehicles. Megan Horak is one of those drivers. Today, she's taking people on ride-alongs in a vehicle named Miru.
I have two favorites. It unfortunately is not Miru, although Miru is a good car. I enjoy Megabyte and Morbo. Personally.
Horak says the service's expansion into the morning hours has been particularly popular with riders.
Honestly, since it's a small town, you see the same people, a lot of the same riders are repeat riders, nearly everyone. And so you get to know them.
76-year-old Myrna Peterson is a wheelchair user and one of the regular riders in Grand Rapids. Peterson is also one of the dynamic forces behind the launch of the Go Marty program 3 years ago, with the support of a lengthy list of local and state partners and federal dollars.
I put many miles on my chair, about 1,600 a year. Whether it's raining or snowing, I'm usually out there in my wheelchair. This literally gets me off the street because it's a warm ride.
The service just marked 35,000 rides provided thus far and counting. As the parade concludes, Peterson is the guest of honor who presses a button that shoots confetti into the air. She gets a little teary as the crowd cheers.
I'm all about quality of life, opportunities for all ages and all abilities. I just think it's great that this will get people to the grocery store, to their medical appointment. It's just the right thing to do for getting people out to enjoy our great North Woods.
That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, providing customers with personal and business banking solutions, as well as offering Kasasa checking accounts. You can find more info at woodland.bank.
Go Marty 2.0.